Hello and good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. And I'm recording an episode, which is an article, which that is an article written on March 7th, 2023. My God, I have to catch up with 1 year of articles published. And today, actually, I want to share this with you, that 300 articles have been published in medium.com, one at a time, thinking, feeling, acting, behaving, and just writing it. Sorry. So the title of this episode is Doing This Simple and Maybe Boring Act After Vacation Helped Me Understand Better. And the subtitle is Here Is the Act. I practice a few rituals in the morning that help me integrate and live my BEM, body, emotions, mind model. One such ritual is saying affirmations. I have observed that by saying affirmations loudly in front of the mirror, I get to see myself, hear my voice, watch my body language, and feel my feelings. To me, it serves as a perfect coordination of how I'm physically showing up, emotionally feeling, and mentally present to what I'm affirming. I started saying affirmations several years back when I lost my job and embraced self-employment as a blessing in disguise. Saying these affirmations have tremendously helped me move through major life transformations, from a mother to empty nester to mother-in-law to grandmother, smoothly. In the professional arena, saying affirmations have helped me be determined with grit and gratitude when expectations were not met. In my following article titled, I'm inspired to write this after reading about gossip, I shared how saying an affirmation from Louis Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life, describing the word gossip, helped me act the following way. By saying the above affirmation consistently, I'm conscious of what I do or say when I hear rumors and fake news. I do my best to inspire people by communicating uplifting information and keep quiet when I hear anything negative. I would rather feel empowered by being silent and considerate of others than by saying anything negative. Within bracket, even though it is supposed to give a sense of power. Today, I am motivated to say an affirmation describing the word understanding after I returned from a vacation in India and Thailand. Let us say it aloud together. The more I understand, the more my world expands. I'm constantly increasing my understanding. I'm teachable. Every day, I open my awareness a little more to divine wisdom within me. I'm glad to be alive and so grateful for the good that has to come to me. Life to me is an education. Every day, I open my mind and my heart as a child does, and I discover new insights, new people, new viewpoints, and new ways to understand what is happening around me and within me. My human mind may not always understand at first. Understanding seems to require lots of love and patience. My new mental skills are really helping me feel more at ease with all the changes in the incredible school of life here on planet Earth. So that what I read just now is affirmation for the word, understanding from the book, Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louis L. Hay. Now, how does reading the above affirmation make more sense to me after coming back from my vacation? As I recall some of the challenges I experienced with the airline's staff, and after reading the above affirmation loudly, I'm linking the above words. That is, my human mind may not always understand at first. Understanding seems to require lots of love and patience. And saying to myself, Lalita, next time when I do, or, you know, I'm going to say it in the first person. Next time when I don't get the service as I expected, or the airline staff did not behave the way I wanted, then I will consciously think of being patient with me and the staff. I will choose to love the process of what is going on in the moment and all the people concerned, instead of immediately judging or reacting with anger and frustration. In other words, consciously internalizing these affirmations serves as a preventive mental and emotional health care to handle unexpected events / circumstances. I would like to give a shout out to these amazing writers, Joanne Cipressi, Veronique Schriever, by quoting their following articles. Pardon me for not pronouncing your names correctly. The title to their article I'm giving here, Better Humans Writers Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And the other article is Less Is More: How to Stop Overdoing It and Build Your Confidence. So you want to get an email whenever Lalita Brahma publishes, I've given the link to that in that article. Finally, the blurb. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice and Lalita's Morning Musings podcast just like this one. Yet another way I help is, please go to lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. You will learn more about how you can protect you as an individual, your family, your businesses with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield protection programs. It's a month-to-month program. You can cancel anytime. You can test it out for 1 month. The more you use, the better you get value for the money. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.